This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The budget session of Parliament has begun today. The session, which will conclude on the 12th of August, will have 16 sittings. Our correspondent reports that this session will mainly be devoted to the financial business relating to the Union Budget for 2024-25. During the session, the government is likely to introduce six new bills. These include Disaster Management Amendment Bill, the Boilers Bill, the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak, the Coffee Promotion and Development Bill, and the Rubber Promotion and Development Bill. Yesterday, the government held an all-party meeting in New Delhi to ensure smooth functioning of both the houses. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Union Budget to be presented tomorrow will set the direction for the journey of the next 5 years and lay the foundation for fulfilling the dream of Viksit Bharat in 2047. Addressing the media outside Parliament ahead of the commencement of the budget session today, Mr. Modi said people have given their verdict in the recent Lok Sabha polls and now all political parties must fight together for the country for the next 5 years.
ये बजट अमृतकाल का एक महत्वपूर्ण बजट है हमें 5 साल का जो अवसर मिला है आज का बजट हमारे उन 5 साल के कार्य की दिशा भी तय करेगा 2047 जब आजादी के 100 साल होंगे तब विकसित भारत का जो हमारा सपना है उस सपने को पूरा करने की मजबूत नींव वाला बजट लेकर के हम कल देश के सामने आएंगे.
Mr. Modi urged political parties to rise above party lines and dedicate themselves to the country for the next 4.5 years. He added that all parties should participate for the empowerment of the farmers, youth and the country as they can engage in political battles in the election year of 2029. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Economic Survey 2023-24 in Parliament in a short while from now. The document has been prepared by the Economic Division of the Department of Economic Affairs in the Ministry of Finance and formulated under the supervision of Chief Economic Advisor Dr. V. Ananth Nageswaran. A report card on the economy and also the growth outlook ahead. The survey gives a detailed account of the state of the economy, prospects and policy challenges. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said only one incident of any TUG paper leak near Patna has been reported so far in the country. He said CBI is investigating into the matter and the NEET examination issue is under sub judice in the Supreme Court. While replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha today, he rejected the allegations levelled by the opposition parties that paper leak incidents have become rampant in the country. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House met this morning on the first day of the session, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar rejected the adjournment notices moved by the Congress, Left, TMC and others over the issue of UP government's reportedly asking shops on Kavad Yatra routes to display their owner and staff names. U.S. President Joe Biden has withdrawn from the presidential race for the upcoming November election and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris as the presidential nominee. The announcement was made last night by Biden in a letter posted on his social media account. Biden expressed that serving as president has been the greatest honor of his life. He emphasized that in the best interest of the Democratic Party and the nation, it is paramount to focus solely on fulfilling his duties as president for the remainder of his term. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand today and Himachal Pradesh, West Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat till tomorrow. In Maharashtra, there is flood-like situation in some parts of eastern Vidarbha due to heavy rains in the last 2 days. The Mumbai police has issued an advisory asking citizens to avoid going out in coastal areas in view of the heavy rainfall in the city. The annual Kavad Yatra for Shravan month begins today. During the Yatra, a large number of people visit pilgrimage sites such as Haridwar, Gaumukh and Gangotri in Uttarakhand to fetch holy waters of Ganga River. Uttarakhand and UP governments have made elaborate arrangements to manage a large number of pilgrims. And with that, we end this news bulletin.